Hi, my name's Michael Che, and this is my book, Jane Austen, Game Theorist. Jane Austen wrote her 6 novels 200 years ago in England, but now she's loved throughout the world. Here in Los Angeles, you can see Austen's first editions. Walk through an English garden. And even visit the seaside, a very important location in Austen's novels.
Don't fall and hit your head.
Austen is one of the most popular and beloved writers of all time. Some love Austen because of her language. Some love Austen because they love Regency England, its fashion, manners, and dances. I love Austen because she is a game theorist. Game theory is the mathematical study of strategic thinking, how people make decisions in anticipation of the actions of others. Game theory as an academic subject started in the 1940s and 50s. The life story of John Nash was popularized in the movie A Beautiful Mind. In its early days, an important center for game theory was the Rand Corporation, the think tank parodied in the movie Dr. Strangelove.
I commissioned last year a study of this project by the Rand Corporation.
Game theorists model strategic situations mathematically. For example, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, the U.S. decides whether to invade Cuba or not. If the U.S. invades, the Soviet Union then chooses whether to respond by firing nuclear missiles. The U.S. must choose, anticipating what the Soviet Union will do. The final outcomes are represented by numerical payoffs. When two sides can either escalate or back down, this is called a game of chicken. Neither side wants to back down, but if both escalate, disaster results. Game theory helps us analyze many situations. For example, will a gay NFL player choose to come out publicly? His decision depends on what he expects others will do in response. For example, whether other players will come out or not, and whether advertisers will avoid him or celebrate. Austen's understanding of human behavior is strikingly game theoretic. Austen emphasizes choice and defends young women's right to choose. Even under intense emotional stress, Austen's heroines make good choices.
And what are we to do next? What in heaven's name are we to do next?
Carry her to the Harvilles. But gently, oh, gently.
Austen had many names for strategic thinking, including penetration and foresight. Her novels contain many schemes. For example, at the beginning of Pride and Prejudice, when Jane Bennet is invited to Netherfield, her mother has Jane travel there on horseback, anticipating that because of the rain, the Bingleys will invite her to stay the night.
Now she'll have to stay the night, exactly as I predicted.
Thus enabling her to spend more time with the eligible bachelor, Mr. Bingley.
Thank you for tending to my sister so diligently. She is in far better comfort here than she would have been at home.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure that she's here, being ill.
Austen even sometimes uses numbers to talk about feelings. For example, she mentions how dread can be measured by sleepless nights. 200 years ago, long before game theory became an academic field, Austen was way ahead of us. But people have actually been talking about strategic thinking for centuries. For example, African-American slave folktales, such as Flossie and the Fox, in which the little girl Flossie manipulates the more powerful fox, illustrate strategic thinking beautifully. This strategic wisdom was essential in the U.S. Civil Rights Movement, in which civil rights strategists, including Wyatt T. Walker, manipulated the police chief, Bull Connor, into clumsy and horrific actions, generating international press coverage and thus successfully pressuring the federal government into passing the civil rights bills. Today, we are still catching up with Austen's insights. Austen was particularly good at understanding why sometimes people do not think strategically, why they fail to anticipate the actions of others. I call this cluelessness.
Oops, my bad.
For Austen, high-status people have difficulty putting themselves in the minds of low-status people, and thus have difficulty understanding them as strategic.
So you are Elizabeth Bennet?
I am, Your Ladyship.
Yeah,
Thus, high-status people are easily manipulated. I use Austin's analysis of cluelessness to understand U.S. military blunders in Vietnam and Iraq. If you love Austin, I hope my book provides a new way to love Austin in her novels. If you're new to Austin, I hope I can convince you that she is one of our best social theorists. If you're new to game theory, I hope to show you how useful game theory is for understanding Austin and for understanding many things in life. Thank you.